know, just what did it mean to you when you heard the news that, you were going to be the starter?
It meant a lot to me. They, you know, for them to trust me in that position and, you know, just getting that news, it meant a whole lot.
When did you find out?
It was after practice one day. Coach Jody came to me and said, "Yeah, if we play like tomorrow, you'd be the starter." But it was like last week or something like that. So I just learned out. I learned like a few days before everyone else knew. I wasn't really trying to prove, like, I'm not gonna say I wasn't trying to prove anything, but like I just wanted to come in with my best foot forward and, you know, just put my head down and go to work. I wasn't trying to, like, you know, be arrogant or, you know, cocky and think that I ran everything or whatever. I just did whatever, like, try to do whatever they asked me to do. And if I didn't do it right, I try to do it right the next time. And, you know, that's pretty much how I went. I just, you know, try to get better every day. Like I said before, I just want to get better one step at a time every day and just look at it like that. You know, every day is an opportunity to get better. So that's how I look at it.
John, you said on Saturday you talked about how your confidence was lacking after leaving Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But where do you think you've improved the most since you arrived that you're at this place now where you're starting and clearly more confident than you had been?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird, like, because when I came in, like I said, I lacked confidence, and I just didn't really know, like, what would happen or what was going on. And I think that mindset that I explained earlier, just like getting better one day at a time, just kind of like changed my mindset and my confidence a little bit. It's just like mistakes are gonna happen. I know that. Just try to overcome them, or and just go to the next play or whatever's next. Just try to go through that and. That's kind of how I kind of helped build my own confidence, and then got guys like Tyler, Sam Mustafa. He's been a great help for me. You know, Morgan Moses, all those guys have just been there for me whenever I would make a mistake or something like that. They just be there and let me know that I'm capable of, you know, doing the right thing. So, Coach Jody, he's a great coach. He's been around the game for a long, long time, and he knows what his guys are capable of. And, you can't ask for nothing better than that in an O-line coach. He also gives me, like, great confidence. You know, he'll get on me when I make a mistake, and then he'll, you know, give me praises when I do good. So, and, I mean, that's all you can ask for in an O-line coach. So.
John, you hear sometimes athletes talk about that they needed to change the scenery. Mm-hmm. Nothing against the operation in Vegas, but do you feel like it kind of – you were re-energized getting here around a new set of coaches, around a new teammates that kind of – served as a fresh start for you?
Yeah. I mean, that definitely played a part in it. I think, you know, just getting here and realizing, like, it's still just football, I think that helped me out a lot. And nothing against those guys. They're a great organization and everything like that. But change of scenery did, I think, help me out a little bit.
How's your mindset or maybe internalization feel when you go from being cut as fighting for a job and getting that job? Mm-hmm. Especially the end part there, how did that your mindset maybe change or your attitude change for you?
Well, I mean, I don't think it changed a whole lot, besides from, like, when I first got here, like you said, and until, like, this summer, like, training camp, the start of training camp. But I think, like I said earlier, it's just, you know, putting one thing at a time, one day at a time, and just trying to get better. Honestly, I wish I had a different answer, but that's kind of how I went about training camp. It's just like, and Coach says it all the time. He says, you know, just one thing at a time, one day at a time, one play at a time, whatever it is, just do that, and you'll see improvement. And I've been trusting his process, and it paid off for me.
Did you like being part of what turned out to be pretty direct competition? I mean, we knew left guard was kind of up for grabs coming in.
Yeah.
And pretty quickly, it was you and Salah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, nothing against him, but I mean, is that energizing in a sense?
Oh yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, any competition. Like, I'm a competitor. Like, anybody that's a competitor wants to compete, and I think that kind of gave me a little juice. It did. It gave me a little juice, and I feel like it kind of helped me throughout camp, and it gave me something to look forward to every day. And not saying that I won't have that same mindset, but it definitely did play a part in how I competed in camp.
John, what would you have said you know, I think back in December when we were signing the practice squad here, if you knew that you were going to be the starting guard going into the season?
Shoot, I don't know. I have no idea, honestly. I don't know. That's a good question. I got to think about that.
Like being in direct competition with Sala, but also working with him in your experience?
It's been fun. The training camp has been fun. Competing against a guy like Sala, he's young. He just came in and he's trying to figure out everything. And I mean, I'm trying to figure out things about this program and stuff like that. So I feel like we were kind of in the same position, but I had a few years on him. And I think maybe I don't know if that's what it was or whatever. But like, I think that was the biggest thing. But I was always there trying to help him, and you know, vice versa. We always got shared news with each other, or shared things with each other, and try to help each other.